This
Art House Radio.
Live from Detroit. Welcome to
Art House Radio.
You know, one of the interesting things about the way we watch things is that you basically have two options, right? You can be drip-fed things over the course of however long the advertisers and the presenters want you to experience whatever it is that they're presenting. And then there's the invention of Netflix or things like it, where you get to pick your own pace and you get to watch anything like a movie. In the past, I was like everybody else. I would watch whenever I was told I could watch. That was the only option that you had. If you remember watching The X-Files in the late 90s, or mid-90s, whenever it started. You know, if you weren't there to catch it on Sunday, you pretty much missed it. Now, you could tape it. That was a big thing. But for the most part, a lot of people taped it, sure, but there were many people, including myself, who would just basically just roll with it, and so you'd kind of miss it. You'd have to wait for maybe it to be syndicated in the summer or something. Fast forward to today, where once you have an experience like watching something in its entirety after the show is already done, and I've done that many times, why would you ever go back to the drip feed? That's going to be a huge thing, I think, in the future. And let's take, for example, Twin Peaks, which is what this episode is about. Hi, by the way, this is Art House Radio, episode 137. I'm your host, Troy Ramos, as usual. If nobody subscribes to Showtime, and if people don't see Twin Peaks as it's happening, headline news: David Lynch's masterpiece is a complete failure. Won't be renewed. Look for it to be canceled. But then you watch all the people who will go back and binge watch it after it's done. I think that's going to be a dilemma. I mean, look at Family Guy. Family Guy came out. Nobody watched it. I watched it a little bit, but I thought it was kind of crass at the time. And it still is. It dies. So many people are watching it on syndication afterwards, the one season or two seasons that it had. People are buying the DVDs like crazy, so they think, fuck, let's bring it back. I think it would be the same sort of thing. Here's why I'm telling you this. And I don't know if this is happening in your Twin Peaks world, but there seems to be a lot of talk, or there was a lot of talk, about the show, what was happening. Did it make sense? We always want to make sense of things. We always want to take something else and shove it into our fat mouths and see if we can recognize the taste. Well, if this is a new thing, why would we think that we could, you know, make it sort of familiar? If a band comes out and you say, well, they're a little like REM meets the Ramones, and you'll go, interesting, I can sort of visualize it now. But you can't, really, can you? You have to listen to them. So what do you say when someone like, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds comes out? You could say, little Tom Waits, little Leonard Cohen, meets whatever else, whatever creepy goth band you want to think of. I love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just trying to make the point that you can try and give it a little bit of a similar taste, but you're never really going to experience it until you put it in your mouth. It gets harder to understand what's happening, I think, when you're drip-fed. So, I got Showtime, ever late to the game, that's my style, love it or leave it, and I have been watching it for the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, but I think it's more a week and a half. I'm halfway done. And I think this, I'm probably overreacting. You're going to be like, Troy, please. I think this might be one of the most important things that has ever happened to television, at least. Why do I say that? I say that because you're getting elements within the first 9 episodes. And by the way, I watched 6 through 9, so I'm halfway done. I know I already mentioned that, but I'm on episode 10. Halftime's over. I'm about to head into the second half here, and I don't know what the fuck is going to happen, but I'm pretty excited. You're getting moments in the first half that are similar tastes. You're seeing a CBS crime drama. Detectives are on the case. They're making witty jokes. They're pulling the clues together, and they're figuring things out. At the same time, if you blink, you're going to get a complete acid trip. Episode 8 is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. By far. When it starts off with sort of the normal thing, and then Nine Inch Nails plays. I hope you know that there are spoilers in this episode. And then the atom bomb goes off, and he's like in New Mexico. I think it's New Mexico. The sequences that follow that are something out of, like, I don't even know what. But you could take that segment, put the context aside. You could take the segment, maybe the second half, or close to the second half of episode 8, Twin Peaks The Return. You could take that and put it on a loop and put it in a museum as an art installation, and it'd be a smash hit. And if it isn't, it should have been. You could still do it. It doesn't matter what the context is. It's amazing. So you get the regular CBS crime drama, and you get moments like that, something that could be in the Detroit Institute of Arts, Portland Art Museum, wherever you want to stick it. Just stick it in there. In the same experience, I think that's probably the number one reason. Well, maybe number two. Number one is I just love it. Number two, you're getting people, if they're willing to watch it, you're sort of, I don't want to say giving them a spiked drink in a way, because I think you're, the people who watch it are sort of the choir. So he's preaching to the choir. But if somebody ever gives it a chance, who might not normally like things like indie films or art films, you could have a lot of converts in that. Could sort of push the world into a much better place, I think. I think these sorts of things change the world. You should know that about me. I think these things might actually move the planet in directions. Call me naive, call me a dreamer, I don't care. I think these are the sorts of things that matter. And I don't give a shit about the day-to-day that we have, the banks, the bank accounts, and what you're going to buy so-and-so for Christmas and all that stuff. I think this is the stuff that matters. A lot of people don't want to admit it. They're too afraid. That's why a lot of people don't. Not everyone who doesn't smoke pot is an asshole, Troy. But I think there are some people who don't smoke it because they get ultra paranoid. And the reason I think they might get ultra paranoid is because the pot simply shines a light on the things in their life that they don't want to see. Don't talk to your wife, better not smoke pot. Been a bad son, better not smoke pot. Kind of an asshole at work, don't smoke pot. Because pot is going to put that right in front of your face, just like I would imagine ayahuasca. Maybe shrooms, LSD. It's going to say, listen, these are the things. Hey, look me in the eye. Hey, don't look away. Look at me. You got some things you need to deal with, and I'm going to throw them at you right now, and it's going to hurt. And if you try to wrestle with that, you're going to lose. You're going to have a bad experience. You got to lay back, let it wash over you, come back afterwards, knowing that you're going to come back, and try to be a better person. I think that's the way to deal with it. I'm not an expert. I've gone through periods like that where I wrestled it, didn't have fun, still dealing with that sometimes. But I think it's related to Twin Peaks in that you have to have this sort of dose of medicine. If most of the country watched Twin Peaks, and at least got to the point where they could say, I really enjoyed it. I didn't know what it was about. I think there's a lot of fuckery involved. I think this guy's on drugs, but I enjoyed it. There were some beautiful shots, and I thought it was an interesting story. If we could get the majority of the country to have that sort of experience, man, we're cooking with gas. We got something. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that's a good goal to have. Wouldn't you say that was a good goal? I think it's a good goal. On top of all of this, episodes 6 through 9, what's happening is Matthew Lillard's character, I think that's his name, and I was just thinking for the last 2 days, what the hell is that guy's name? Because he's from Detroit somewhere, or the suburbs. He was the murderer in Scream, or one of them, wasn't he? Here you are thinking that this is just a normal murder. That he, you know, was having an affair, didn't like his... He and his wife were living this lie. They were both cheating on each other, having these separate lives. And he's involved in some sort of murder related to the affair. Well, now we find out he may have stepped into another dimension. This is getting very Stranger Things. I don't know where this is going. I have not looked at any reviews of this show. I have not read any theories. I don't know. I'm completely on my own. I'm on Troy time. I'm Troy lost in Twin Peaks, just having a piece of cherry pie and a cup of damn good coffee. But I think this is going to get so interesting because of the doppelganger, yes. And they're starting to figure out that there are two Coopers, which I think is amazing that they're able to put these things together. Makes you want to be a cop, doesn't it? Makes you want to be a detective and figure the universe out. That's what they're doing, essentially. Figuring out little elements of the universe. I don't know. I think, I'm obviously going to have to watch this like 6 or 7 times, this whole thing. Because there's so many things happening here that are great. I don't think I'm able to process them all. I would assume in beautiful Portland, Oregon, they're playing this probably on the big screen on repeat, maybe, or maybe they did it when it was happening, but goddamn, if I had a movie theater, you better believe I'd be playing this thing at least twice a year, because I think it's important. And please, let me know what you think. Don't spoil anything for me, please. I've only seen the first 9 episodes. So if you want to tweet at me, at arthouse43, or if you want to wait, not to be sure, but let's just wait. Let's just, why chance it? Because you might say something that I don't want to hear, and I don't want to have to read anything that I don't want to ruin sort of the series. I'm going to try to finish this as fast as I can, and then, as you all know, I'll have some sort of a discussion about it afterwards. But episodes 6 through 9. Brilliant.